Welcome to a message from Oasis Church. For more information about Oasis Church and how you can get connected, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening and enjoy the message.
Well, tonight we're going to talk about guidance of the Holy Spirit. You know, God doesn't want His children or us born-again believers just to be wandering around. He is, you know, Jesus is the good shepherd.
Amen.
And if we'll allow Jesus to be our shepherd, allow Him to shepherd us, the Bible says we'll not lack anything, no good thing.
That's right.
Why? Because He's the one leading. He's the one directing. And if we're following His steps, then guess what? We'll be walking in the good of the land.
Amen.
Right? If we just be willing and obedient to allow Him to be a shepherd to us. See, the price has already been paid. It's not like we have to work something up, or we just have to take His word at face value, believe His word, get the seed of His word on the inside of you, allow that word to abide. See, that's the whole thing. I don't want to go down this road, but that is really the sum. If we'd get the word, the uncorruptible seed, the seed of God's word on the inside of you,
amen,
it will work.
Yes, it will.
Amen. Say this: the word,
works.
Amen.
God, listen, God is a God. He watches over His word. He's very active over His word, ready to perform. The question is not God. The question is, are we ready to put the word in us?
Amen.
Because He's got to have something to watch over. If the word's not in you, then the word is dormant. It's not active like it should. So our job, our number one job is really to put the seed of God's word on the inside of us.
Amen.
Now you can expect the unexpected. Now you can expect God to move. Or we could say really the Holy Spirit to move. Because God's already done it. God's already moved. But once we put the word in us, once we believe, now we're waiting for the manifestation, or you could say the move of the Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that brings into manifestation.
Amen.
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 Anyway, I'm talking about being led by the Spirit of God. Turn with me to 2nd. Did I tell you where to go? 2nd Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm gonna read this verse out of the Passion Bible. It says, Every scripture has been written by the Holy Spirit, the breath of God. It will empower you by its instruction and correction, giving you strength to take the right direction and to lead you deeper into the path of godliness. Verse 17. Then you will be God's servant, fully mature, perfectly prepared to fulfill any assignment God gives you. Isn't that neat? Now, let me repeat the very first part of this. Every scripture written by God or written by the Holy Spirit is the breath of God. The number one way that God leads, or that He will lead you, is through the word.
Amen.
This word that we take with us, most of you may have your iPad or, you know, but I'm old school. I like the pages. This is the most important document you will ever have.
Yeah.
This word, saints, and now the body of Christ as a whole has not got a revelation of this. This word, saints, is alive.
That's
That's right. Amen.
It is breathing.
Yes.
Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away, but not the word. I believe it says, by no means shall this word pass away. My word will not pass away. It's when God says something, you can bank on it.
Amen.
In other words, in another place, and I think it's Hebrews chapter 4, it says that God's word is alive and powerful. In other words, now here's the thing. As long as this word is on these pages, even though it is alive, but until we get the word down in us, until we get the seed of God's word in the heart, it lays in a neutral or dormant state. Because I can carry this Bible around all day. But if I don't give it a voice, if I don't act on the word, if I'm not a doer of the word, it does me
nothing.
It's just on the pages.
Amen.
But man, if we get this word on the inside of us,
amen,
we get this word coming out of our mouth, going back into the heart, coming out the mouth, coming back. It's a perpetual motion. I mean, it starts to work. It starts to do things that we'll put it this way. It is supernatural.
There you go.
See, there's two basic ways, and I'm gonna really focus on the word, because the word is that 90%. I think Hagin said this, Kenneth Hagin. 90% of the time, God's going to lead you through the word.
Amen.
That's the main staple, how God leads his people.
That's right. Amen.
Now, I heard, I really like this guy, Charles Stanley. If you don't know, he is a Baptist preacher. He's a godly man. I heard him say years ago, it's back when I was 20, maybe 19, I don't know. He was on TV and I was listening to him. And he said this. He said, if you don't spend time in his written word, which is his voice written down, how do you expect God to give you deeper revelation if you don't even spend time in his general guidance of his word? In other words, it pretty well stops. If we don't give him time in his written word, we're not going to find out the deeper things that he has for us.
That's just.
In other words, it's your attitude towards, it basically boils down to how you honor the word. If I give honor to this word, I'm going to spend, I guess, the more I think about it, when I'm in the Word, I'm thinking, I got to get this in me. This is life. And I know that God's Word always prospering. God's Word is always active. If I can get this in my heart and I get in my thoughts, my actions lined up with it, saints, there is no end. There is no limit what God can do for you.
Amen.
You take all the limits off. Amen. Just by being a doer of His Word, allowing God to shepherd you, allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you. Now turn with me to John 16. Hallelujah. John 16 verse 3, or 13, excuse me. Because The Holy Spirit and the Word of God is always in agreement. They always agree. You'll never find, this is one of the big hang-ups I have over the years and not in this church, but I hear people, they'll come up and say to me, not knowing in this church, okay, they'll come up to me and say, well, the Lord told me something. He told me this. And they go in more detail. And immediately, it doesn't take rocket science to figure this out, but immediately, you just want to stop them. Okay, just stop. Because what you're saying doesn't even line up with the Word. So that tells me right there, they're out there, okay? No one in this church. But they're just flaky people. And a lot of them are charismatics. They'll say, well, I heard something from the God. The Holy Spirit told me this. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, no, he did not, because it didn't that does not line up with the Word of God. Whatever it may be. You're like, the Lord's teaching me something. He broke my leg the other night. That was from God. And he's teaching me now how to have patience and for healing and to believe him for, that's all nonsense. God's not into breaking legs. He's not into hurting people. He's into helping people. So stuff like that I've heard over the years. But what I'm trying to say, this is the number one way. God is always in agreement. The Holy Spirit's always in agreement with his Word. You can't separate the two. You find the Word of God and you'll find the Holy Spirit there. And if the Holy Spirit is leading you, it will always be in line with the Word of God. Now in verse 13 it says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me. He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore I say that he will take of mine and declare it to you. See, that's the Holy Spirit. Now he says the Spirit of truth will guide you into all truth. Now we know in verse, if you just look at chapter 17, verse 17, it says, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. So the Holy Spirit will lead you into all truth. He'll lead you by the Word of God. That's his number one way of leading you. Hallelujah. It's like this one guy said, well, I prayed to God. I've been praying to God that he would, that the Holy Spirit would lead me. But the only thing I've been getting is scriptures. Back the truck up. What more do you want? When the Holy Spirit brings to your remembrance of the Holy Scripture, that is a rhema word. It's tailor-made for you at that particular time. So to say that, to disregard the living Word of God for that situation, for that particular time, you miss the whole boat. And you're going to be waiting for a long time. The answer is there. The Holy Spirit's the one. He's leading you. He's giving you a word. A rhema word for that particular time. So you ought to be rejoicing, praising God that you got a word in the time that you need it. He's right on time. All you have to do is take that word and get that word to abide on the inside of you. Allow that word to become a rhema. It's there for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't discard it. That's one of the main ways the Holy Spirit's going to lead you. That's the main way God, Now, obviously, when you want to get fine-tuned, or you want, let's just say this, you're seeking God for a job or a wife or a husband, But you don't know who. But God, Holy Spirit does. That's when it says in verse 13, He will tell you things to come. In other words, there's some things you don't know, but the Holy Spirit does. Now, the Word, you won't be able to find what job you need out of the Word of God, right? You're looking for a job. I'm just saying job because it's easier to maybe get across. There may be, if you go online on the internet, there may be I don't know how many jobs in Evansville. There's be hundreds of jobs probably. I mean, and you could probably narrow them down to maybe a dozen or six or whatever. But you still don't know which ones. That's when the Holy Spirit comes into play. In other words, you have to seek counsel from the Holy Spirit. Now, you might say, well, what do you mean, counsel? Well, just back it up here. I'm going to show you something. We're right here in chapter 16, verse 7. You'll see in the Amplified Bible, you probably don't have the Amplified Bible, but one of the names for the Holy Spirit is not only Comforter, not only Helper, but one of His names is Counselor. He is a counselor. He is an advisor. He will advise you on these things. Well, Pastor, how's that going to happen? Saints, listen. This is where the waiting and the time takes place. When you want a certain direction, you're going to have to take the time to wait on His counsel. That means waiting with patience. The problem is not the Holy Spirit. The problem is we don't want to sometimes take the time to wait. But the answer is there for you. But you got to tap into the counsel. You got to tap in on. You know, Jesus said, I think it's in John chapter 4, He's talked about a well on the inside of us. A well springing up into everlasting life. Remember that in John 4? Yeah. There's a well. He's talking to the woman at the well. He said, if you drink of the water that I give, you'll never thirst again. He talked about that fountain on the inside of you, that well on the inside. That well is for you. And if you don't take the time to draw from the well, I'm talking about the greater one on the inside of you. The Holy Spirit has made a home on the inside of you. He dwells within each and every one of us. Are you with me? Amen. So, since He's in my inner man, and Jesus said He is, it's self, the wells of salvation. Actually, it's in Isaiah chapter 12, verse 3 or 4. It talks about the wells of salvation. Listen to me really close, saints. You got the counselor on the inside of you. You know what to do if you just tap in on His counsel. He's there. He is a ready help. He is a helper. He is ready. He is in standby mode, ready for you to ask, ready for you to seek His counsel. He is willing to give it all to you. But the problem is, and the problem I've had in the past, I never like to take the time to get the counsel. Well, am I the only one? Of course, it's been years ago. I know better now. You get to be 60, and you miss the boat a few times. You begin to there's got to be a better way than this. So why miss the boat and mess things up? where I could have got counsel from the Holy One who's in me all the time.
Amen.
He'll never leave me nor forsake me.
That's right. Amen.
So why would I make a decision without His counsel? It's like Kenneth Hagin said, He's not a hitchhiker. The greater one on the inside of you is not just on the inside of you just to be with you. He's there to help you. And one of His jobs is the counsel. But we have to draw Him out. Either you take, it's like in the natural. To draw water from the well, you gotta dip the bucket into the well. Or you gotta take the cup and draw it up. It's there. He's there all the time. The saints, now this is very important. Well, how do I do that? Well, you do it by faith. You could draw counsel from His Word. The Word talks about it. So there's really two places, His Word. But I'm talking about the specifics of your life. Only the Holy Spirit knows it. So you're going to have to spend time waiting, spend time in His presence, praying in the Holy Spirit. This is where a lot of people will not take the time. I'm not talking down to anyone. I'm just talking to basically, I'm just looking at the whole body of Christ as a whole, because we live in a fast-paced time. We got things to do, places to go, people to see. I understand it. But if you don't take the time to do your due diligence, and one of those things that will draw it up, if you'll seek God and get serious with Him, He's there waiting to give you counsel. He's waiting for you to start drawing up. And a lot of the things I've learned over the years are from Kenneth Hagin. Kenneth Hagin said he would spend hours. Now, hours praying in the Spirit. And I'm not talking 1 hour. I'm not saying, now listen, you can take this the wrong way, but he's talking about seasons. Okay, there's seasons. He needs to know God's will. And in that season, he would spend hours and hours seeking God. It wasn't a 5-minute drop. It was seriously seeking the face of God for counsel from the Holy Spirit. Saints, that is diligence. That is seeking first the kingdom of God. That is seeking God. And then I think it's in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, he says, when you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. It's something like that. You have to look at that. It's something. When you want to find the plans of God, listen to me. If you want to find the plans of God, that's the time to get serious. If you're not serious with God, guess what? That's not honoring God, and God ain't going to honor you. But if you honor Him, get serious. Spend time in the Word. There is another... I got this written down. Because seeking counsel from the Holy Spirit for precise... The exact... Or I don't know what the... The job that's custom made for you, the Holy Spirit knows it. The Holy Spirit knows the right husband for you, the right wife for you. He knows the exact car you need. Well, Pastor Chuck, I don't want to get that Ted Goba. Well, why not? Anytime Joy and I make a decision, we never make, and I've said this before, we never make same-day decisions. Now, why is that? Because we learned over the years. Because I want to make sure we get it right. Now, does that mean we always get it right? Now, I have to admit, I'm going to stand up here and tell you that we missed it. That's just too long ago. Now, it all worked out. But here's the thing. Whenever you want God's best, you better rely on the Holy Spirit and don't rely on your information or past history of information. When I buy a vehicle, I do my due diligence, get all the research I can to find out everything I can about that vehicle, whatever it is. But that's not the deciding factor. The deciding factor is, do I have peace? Do I have a witness on the inside of me? If I don't have the witness on the inside of me at peace, I won't do it. Now, we did make a mistake. I'm going back to that. I'm going to be honest with you, because we made a mistake, because we based it on old information. And I told Joanne, I said, I don't know about this. I don't know. I should stop me. And it still kind of icks me that I didn't do it. And I purpose in my heart not to forget it. Why? Because I don't want to do the same thing again. It's just the principle of the matter. I got the greater one in me. I don't have to make a mistake. I don't have to be, I can be, you know, the Bible says, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. You can know the perfect will of God. Amen. So that comes by a combination of renewing of the mind and allowing the Holy Spirit to be a counselor. It comes from both directions, doesn't it? The point is, I don't want to make mistakes. Does that mean I never will? I will probably make a mistake. I haven't arrived yet. But when it comes to major decisions, I don't have to blunder. Why? I got the teacher. I got the one who gives advice on the inside of me. He instructs me. And see, now, I can go by that inner peace. I can go by that still small voice. I can go by that unction and not miss it. Now, God can lead by visions and dreams, all good stuff, but we're not to seek after dreams. We're not to seek after voices. But we do seek after God's Word. We do seek the Holy Spirit. So we receive counsel from the Holy Spirit. And I got this written down. And we receive counsel from the Word of God. Proverbs 20, verse 5 says, counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding can draw it out. That's what we're talking about. You could draw it out. You could draw counsel out. But you're going to spend time in His Word, and you're going to spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit. In God's presence, praying in the Holy Spirit. Now, I know this is not rocket science, but I'm telling you what, if we get this down, you won't be making big blunders. Well, listen, you can save yourself a lot of money. But this doesn't happen by accident. This is not, well, it just happened, I just fell, the Holy Spirit just, I wasn't doing anything. Now, obviously, the Holy Spirit does do that. The Holy Spirit really is always talking. He's always leading. He's always directing. But there are certain times and certain times and seasons we need to seek His face. We need to seek the face of God to learn what He would have us to do in this situation. He's got the answer. Hallelujah. It says in Psalms 119, verse 24, it says, "Your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors." His testimonies. In other words, His Word. His Word is my counselor. Well, who wrote the Word? The Holy Spirit. It goes back around. It's a complete loop. Hallelujah. Man, isn't it an awesome thing to have the very breath of God on the inside of us, helping us? That the power of God's might on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit who brings into manifestation the things you want, the things you've been put. Listen, this is a year of manifestation, right? The Holy Spirit, that's His job, is to bring those things into manifestation. There are some things, man, I'm excited. Well, Pastor Chuck, this year's about over. You realize you ain't got another month. God only needs a couple seconds. He just wants some, He wants to see some faith. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But the point is, saints, listen, it's all supernatural. If God's leading you by His Word, it's supernatural. If He's leading you by His very Spirit, supernatural. I'm going to show you this. Turn with me to Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. This is a very good example. Just by being a doer of God's Word, just doing what the Word says, it'll put you in the right place at the right time. And you say, well, that sounds awful. That's pretty simple. But it is. It's very simple. But the problem is taking the time to act, taking the time to wait, and just being a doer. You'd be surprised how many Christians are not doers. And I'm not talking, we're all doers here. That's for those out there. Now, I want you to get this. Mary and Joseph, Luke 2, chapter 2, verse 27. Now, Mary and Joseph are bringing Jesus to the temple. And they get there at the same time as a guy named Simeon. They're taking Jesus to the temple according to the Word of God. Now, if you can, let's just go to verse 27 first. And so, in verse 27, it says, "And so he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do to him according to the custom of the law." Now, there's a guy named Simeon that was led by the Holy Spirit. Now, I got the wrong Bible. A guy named Simeon, in verse 25, it says, "And behold, there is a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was a just and devout man, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit," now get this, "was upon him." Now, he was led by the Holy Spirit to the temple. Mary and Joseph were just doing the Word of God. They were there because it says in verse 27, according to the custom of the law. So they're just doing their due diligence in obeying the law of Moses. and dedicating Jesus to the Lord. They're just doing what the Word said to do. And notice they both got there. Simeon being led by the Spirit, and you got Mary and Joseph being led by the Word of God, both get there at the same place at the same time. Both saints, both are supernatural. If we will give first place to the Word of God, acknowledge His Word, God will get you at the right place at the right time. And there's times when God will lead you at the right place at the right time. It's all the same Spirit. So it doesn't matter if it's by the Word or it's by His Spirit. We're looking at the results. The results end up being the same. So that's the reason why, saints, we always put the Word first. Always acknowledge the Word first. Always be a doer. Whatever the Word tells you to do, do it. Be willing and obedient to do the Word. The Bible says you can be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. Right? Hallelujah. So it takes a lot of the, you know, well, I don't know if God's leading me or not. Well, are you a doer of the Word? Are you doing the Word? Oh, yeah. I guarantee you God's leading you. You may not think it. You may not even cross your mind. But by you actively acknowledging God, putting His Word first place, He is leading you and He is guiding you. You may not even know it. Amen. I mean, you're just a doer of the Word. You're just doing your delight is in the law of His Word. Your delight is spending time in meditation in His Word. You're doing all these things, and all of a sudden you're at the right place at the right time, and you're just enjoying life. You're enjoying fellowshipping with the Lord. You're enjoying coming to church. You're enjoying, I mean, you're just having a good time. You mean, are you serious, Pastor? You mean we can have a good time, Christians? Are we supposed to have a good time? We should be the most happiest people on earth. We should be so full of joy and happiness and, well, you know, it's a burden. You don't know the burden I'm carrying. What are you carrying it for? No wonder you look so sad. You're carrying a burden. You get rid of it. Cast all your care upon Him. He cares for you. Why in the world are you carrying it for? Well, you know, it's a cross I have to carry. Well, Jesus said, you know, well, I don't, that's a whole nother subject. Turn with me, please, to Proverbs chapter 3. And we'll tidy it up here. How's that? Proverbs 3, verse 5, and we do know this one. This is classic. Proverbs 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Now that's really simple, isn't it? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Let's look at that. That word trust is a lot, you know, if I say, you know, I go to Dustin and I say, Dustin, you know, you can give me your wallet. You can trust me with. I know there's thoughts going through his mind right now, but you know, you can trust me. You can trust me. Pastor Jerry, you can trust me with your wallet, all your money. But it's much deeper than that. This word trust is a complete, you're throwing all your weight on Him. Everything. You're totally, it's not just a leaning. It is a total, you got everything, the whole kit and caboodle on Him. It is a deep, it's, in other words, the word trust, we use it kind of loosely, but can I trust you if my life is on the line? Can you trust me if your life is on the line? That's how, I mean, we're talking deep trust. In other words, would you give your life up? Oh, I don't know about that, Pastor. I mean, you know, a couple dollars, one thing, but now we're getting kind of deep. We're talking about trust. See, Jesus already gave His life for you. He's already done it. So because of what He's done, I can put my trust in Him because He's trustworthy. I can put it all on Him. I'm talking everything. It says with all your heart. You can say with all your heart, all your mind, all your everything. It's all on Him. That's trust. You're not leaving any room. No plan B. It's either Him or nothing. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Now listen, there's part B. And lean not to your own understanding. In other words, that word lean there on and the B part of that means to have a cane or a crutch. You're not totally on it, but it's helping you. He's saying don't have that. Don't have anything. Don't even have that cane or that crutch. Don't rely on your senses. Don't rely even, listen, now we use this a lot, common sense. Now, we all understand there's common sense, you know, but yet, what is common sense? Common sense to you may be one thing, but to me, it's not the same. We got to have a standard. And the only standard that we have is the Word of God. It has to measure up to the standard. I worked for Siemens for 18 or 19 years. I worked in the R&D lab. Was 19 years? All the instruments that you use had to be calibrated. You don't dare use anything that's out of calibration. You're in trouble. Because everything has to be documented. And some instruments has to be calibrated every 6 months, some every 3 months. And you don't, if it's out of calibration, it could cause big issues. This is what we calibrate to. It is the Word of God. And it is the only standard. It's not your common sense. Common sense can lead you astray. Common sense varies. But if we'll use the standard, yes, that means we'll have to make adjustments. Because we need tweaking from year to year. We've not arrived yet. There are some instruments that we used to use that within a year, they'd be off. The instruments would just they would just drift off a little bit. They have to be brought back in line. That's what the Word of God does. That's what we just read in Timothy. The Word of God is for correction. It's part of what the Word does. But anyway, what I'm talking about is don't lean on anything that's in the natural. I want you to trust totally in the supernatural. I want you to totally trust in my word. I want you to totally trust in the leading of my Holy Spirit. I want you to get, I want you to put everything on that side. Don't allow any reasonings. Don't allow any of your senses, your five senses to lead you. Your five senses are not to lead you. Your five senses are there for a reason, but they are not to lead you into things of God spiritually. If anything, they could be hindrance to you. That's the reason why we have to fast. Don't be saying that, Pastor Chuck. Don't go down that road. You have to bring your body into line, and fasting does that. I don't like to fast either. But the Bible talks about it. You can't get away from it. So anyway, you can't be led by your senses. You can't be led by common sense. You have to be led by the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. They're both in agreement. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Other words, saints, listen. Everything you do, acknowledge Him. All that you, when you bring the tithe, what are you doing? You're acknowledging Him, that He is the supplier of your finances. Every time you bring the tithe, you're acknowledging Him. Every time you give, you're acknowledging Him and His Word. All these things are, see, the, going back to being a doer of the Word, you're acknowledging Him. You're giving Him first place in your life. It's acknowledgement. You're acknowledge. I like to acknowledge every good thing in me. You know, it's in the, I think, Philemon chapter verse 6. It says to acknowledge every good thing in you in Christ. Everything in, just acknowledge it. You ought to be acknowledging the greater one in you. You ought to be acknowledging the Word of God that you have put on the inside of you. See, we've all spent time. Listen, you got more of the Word in you than what you think. I guarantee you. Everyone in this place tonight, you got the Word of God in you to a degree. It's in there probably more than what you ever realized. It's in you. The question is, we have to yield to it. Amen. Just like yielding to the fruit of the Spirit. You have to yield to just, you know, acknowledge God. It says acknowledge Him in all your ways. And it goes on with this. He says, and He shall direct your path. Just a simple thing of putting your trust in Him. Acknowledging Him. Don't try to lean on your senses. Don't try to reason things out. Just allow Him to be God. Acknowledge Him. He says He'll direct your path. And one translation said, if I got this down right, if I got it down, He said to make your path straight. I don't have it down. See, just acknowledging Him, putting your trust in Him, now you're allowing the shepherd, the great shepherd, to guide you, to direct you. Because listen, the more word you have, the better you're going to know His voice. If you don't spend time in His written word, which is His voice, let's just say you don't spend any time at all, then how are you going to know His voice over here when the Holy Spirit's speaking to you? Because they're the same. Because the written word is the voice of, written by the Holy Spirit. And the voice over here, you're going to have a hard time. So the more we spend time in the written word, the easier it's going to be to hear the Holy Spirit speak spiritually in the inner man. See, I'm convinced. Let me close with this. I got to quit. I'm convinced, you know, when Peter walked on the, when they saw Jesus walking on the water, They thought it was a ghost. Remember that in Matthew 13? These are fishermen, right? And these fishermen, I guess, believed in ghosts. Because they saw Jesus on the sea, and they said, it's a ghost. And Jesus comes up to the boat and says, no, not be of good cheer. It's I. Don't be afraid. But Peter still thinks it's a ghost. Because Peter says this, if that's you, I don't know if it is or not. It could be the ghost. This is after Jesus said, be of good cheer. It's I. Peter comes back. It's Peter. He goes, I don't know if it's you or not. It could be the ghost. But if it's you, I want you to speak. Other words, this is how I interpret this. Other words, he heard Jesus first time, but he wasn't quite sure. It's about hearing the voice. Jesus, I want to hear your voice. The Bible says, you know, Jesus, he is the good shepherd, and my sheep know my voice. Peter's saying, I want to hear your voice. Just give me the command, because your voice has authority. Your voice has dunamis power, creative power. Just give me the word. See, then I'll know it's you. See, he's been hanging around Jesus long enough. He knows his voice. And Jesus said just one word. And Peter, that's it. That's the master. And he jumps out of the boat. No other evidence. Come on. He jumped out of the boat. He ain't walking yet. Right? What caused him to jump out of the boat? He knew the voice of the master. It's a familiar voice. Now the ghost, he's not going to trust that because that's a strange voice, right? So he's wanting to say, just say something. Say something to me, Jesus. I know your authority. I know your word. I know you. And Jesus speaks that one word. And without any evidence whatsoever that he could do it, he jumps out of the boat and starts doing it. Amen. Amen. Led by the Spirit of God. Man, I tell you what, isn't it an honor to be led by the Spirit of God? One translation says, all who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Amen. That's a mature son. When you're led by the Spirit of God, you're mature. Amen.
That concludes today's message. For more information about Oasis Church, please visit myoasischurch.com. Thanks for listening.